Hold Back the River. It's BBC Radio Oxford. Now, let's talk about our £5 million of worth of work campaign right now. Do you plan to stop working when you reach retirement, or will you carry on instead? A study last year suggested that workers over the age of 65 are likely to be responsible for at least half of employment growth in the UK in the next decade. Now, this could stem from a desire to stay active or be born out of necessity, with research showing that the coronavirus pandemic has forced 16% of workers over 55 to change their retirement plans. Here to talk us about this, our occupational psychologist Hayley Lewis and Chief Inspiration Officer with Amazing People, Denise Taylor. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, Hayley, I mean, let's start with you, if I may. Firstly, what do you do as an occupational psychologist?
I don't read minds for a start, Kat.
Good job.
Although my husband thinks I do, which is no bad thing. So the bulk of my work, Kat, I do a lot of work around leadership and management behaviour and how that plays out in organisations and impacts organisational culture and kind of the employee experience in the workplace.
Yeah, so you do a lot of observing.
I do a lot of observing, yes, and thinking, and then giving some tough feedback sometimes.
Yeah. What role has coronavirus played in changing people's retirement plans, do you think?
So I think for some, as you said in your intro, I think for some there's a financial need. We know there are pension issues. We know that some people have had to eat into their savings, maybe to help out family members. I think for others, it's tapped into their personal values. So we know there was a kind of the call to arms, if you like, with the NHS. So kind of returning workers, people who have medical experience, either as nurses or doctors, kind of going back in order to help out. So I think there's a whole range of issues depending on individual context.
Yeah, I think, you know, life expectancy has changed as well. And I think, you know, 65 is no age these days. Mm. And actually, you know, the thought, I mean, when I get to 65, the thought of, you know, spending 20, 25 years or whatever it might be, because it could be more, it could be less, but, you know, let's just sort of, you know, use that number. But spending that amount of time not really doing very much just terrifies me, actually.
Yeah.
It really does. And I guess that's how a lot of people feel.
Yeah. And Professor Linda Grattan talks about this in her book, The 100-Year Life. You're absolutely spot on with more of us living longer and mostly healthier lives.
Yeah.
There's no reason kind of for people to give up work if they don't want to. I know, as we've already said, for some, they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But for others, actually, they choose to. They feel they're contributing. I think for some organisations, they've become really savvy around you've got a lot of knowledge amongst your older kind of employees, and you do yourself a disservice if kind of you let everybody go.
I'm so glad.
Some organisations are encouraging people to stay.
I'm so glad you say that, because it seems that actually the culture's changing, then shifting, because, you know, 10 years ago, I think that a lot of the older workforce, which was a huge pool of workforce, felt a little bit undervalued after the age of 55 and felt that actually they would be very much overlooked if there was a younger person going and applying for a similar role. But now you're saying actually it's changed, it's shifted, it's perhaps more even in terms of, you know, whether there's a young person and an older person, they're sort of, you know, they're well matched. It's, you know, it's not that older person that's going to be overlooked as much anymore.
Absolutely. And as I say, it's almost like taking on that kind of that wise role. You know, there's a lot of wisdom that comes with age, and as well as kind of the kind of accumulated knowledge and experience. And yeah, I think you're right. I think organisations are kind of fast learning that and tapping into that and showing a respect, a long overdue respect for older people. Just because you get to a certain age doesn't mean you're on the scrap heap.
No, absolutely. And I think that you'll put me right if I'm wrong, but I think that I have an understanding in that actually employers want a more mixed workforce. They're seeing the benefit of a mixed workforce, which means, you know, a varied age range as much as anybody else. I mean, nobody wants a workforce full of clones.
No, exactly. That's exactly it. And we know there's a power in the kind of the silver pound. And so, yeah, you want a workforce that's representative of the customer and client base that you're serving.
Yeah. Denise, tell me about your job. I love the title of your job. And you're Chief Inspiration Officer with amazing people.
I know. Well, I'm an occupational psychologist as well. But yeah. I decided a few years back, God, that's such a boring title.
I'll let you off, Denise.
She's going to change it within the hour, I'm sure.
And this is what my clients were saying to me. They were saying, you're just so inspiring, Denise. So that was it. And my main focus is working with the over 50s to inspire them to make the rest of their life their best life. Yeah. And, you know, they think, of course you're not over the hill at 65. But a lot of people, I mean, clearly we've got the people who've got no money and, you know, they just have to work. But there's other people, actually, their mortgage is paid off. They've no longer got the expense of their children. And they're in a fortunate position where they can do what they always wanted to do. And a lot of people go back to doing things that they wanted to do it in their teenage years and were encouraged to go off and train to be an accountant or something. And now they can do the things that they want to do. And in fact, yeah. I've got a client who was always interested in history, had to go and do the law because it was a family thing. And since retiring, she's doing more voluntary work, but she took a degree in history and she's written a book on local history. And I think it's really interesting as we age that, yes, for some people, getting another job is the right thing. But for others, it's more about how can I get meaning in my life, which doesn't necessarily have to be through paid work, but it might be part of what they do.
Yeah, I think also the pandemic, you know, it's had a huge impact on, you know, all areas of our lives, mm-hmm. every single one of us. But actually, you know, a lot of people have also sat down, reevaluated what they want. They've refocused.
Yeah.
And perhaps they are thinking, well, now is my time. And if people have, you know, if they're financially quite comfortable, then perhaps they are thinking about going off and doing the things that they always wanted to do, which maybe wasn't even seen as a viable career, you know, when they were choosing their career all those years ago. Mm-hmm. And they can fulfill a dream, an aspiration, a desire.
And they're the people I love to work with.
I bet.
And you know, I'm doing some research into that area too. But going back to what you said about people, you know, older age group looking for work, And we have all these companies that want a mixed workforce, but then you have the other companies and you're interviewed by somebody of 30. And this is what my 50-plus clients say. They don't get the job because they feel they're being discriminated against because of age. And sometimes they're right, but sometimes it's the thoughts that people say to themselves, you know, I'm too old. Luckily, I'm the age of my son. And I think there's a whole... It's not as easy as you may think to get a job, particularly if you're made redundant after 50. So the stuff that a psychologist would do with people on their mindset, but it's also on the other side, encouraging employers to look for the wider age range of people. And as Hayley said, to match up with the people that are your customers. And there's a lot of value and as Hayley said, a lot of wisdom. Yeah. With people of an older age
Well,
group.
Talking of wisdom, we're going to speak to somebody who's very wise in a couple of moments' time, and somebody that changed career, and in fact, somebody that used to work here at BBC Radio Oxford. So we're going to bring Mark Watson into the conversation in just a couple of moments' time. And Hayley and Denise, stay there. I'm joined also by occupational psychologist Hayley Lewis and Chief Inspiration Officer with amazing people, Denise Taylor. We'll come back to this conversation. Right, let's continue our £5 million of work campaign. I am joined on the line by occupational psychologist Hayley Lewis and Chief Inspiration Officer with amazing people, Denise Taylor, and also joined by Mark Watson, who used to work here at BBC Radio Oxford. And as an older member of the workforce, is doing something completely different. Mark, it's lovely to speak to you. Good morning.
Older member of the workforce. Thanks for that, Kat.
I said that and I thought I'm maybe slightly regretting saying that.
No, I am. I'm nearly 60 now, so,
time's
right for a change. Yeah?
See, you were never honest about your age when you were working here.
Really? I can't remember you telling me how old you were either.
Let's not get on to that conversation. But it won't be long before I'm falling into that category of the older workforce, let's put it that way.
You're expecting a jab soon as well then.
Not too far away, Mark. Right, OK. Now, behave, all right? Okay. But actually, I mean, you went on, didn't you? You left BBC Radio Oxford and you went on to work initially for a supermarket.
Yeah. But both Caroline and I changed our jobs recently. Caroline as a result of COVID, me as a result of, I suppose, COVID as well, in a way, in that, you know, the BBC was making savings and I'd been thinking about leaving for a few years because I was bored of being sat in the front of a computer. And when the opportunity to take redundancy came along, I thought, well, you know, I'll have a bit of money in the bank. Let's see what I can find out there. And I started to look for jobs. I used Reed and Indeed and Simply Hired, these sort of online job websites, and you can set up job alerts. Now, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I didn't want to commute into Oxford every day and I didn't want to be sat in front of a computer. So that's the kind of information I put in, uploaded a CV, and a job at Sainsbury's came up as an online delivery driver. I thought, well, I can drive, you know, I've got a camper van, I'm used to driving large vehicles, you know, that'd be quite good. It'd be a bit like going on the big tour. Do you remember that, when we used to go around meeting people and chatting to them around the county?
That's a long, distant, almost faded memory, Mark.
Well, I thought it would be a bit like that, and it was. I really enjoyed it. It was only a temporary job. I knew that when I was taking it on. To help with the Christmas demand and also the COVID demand as well. But what I didn't factor in was that I'd been sat at a computer for about 5 years or so, and I wasn't as physically fit as I thought I was. Yeah. And my back couldn't take it, the lifting of the heavy boxes to people's doors, and particularly loading the vans and unloading the vans at the end of the shifts. I struggled with my back. I took some advice from the doctor, and in the end, I thought, well, this isn't quite the job I thought it was going to be. No. And Caroline then came along to my rescue and said, have you seen this job on Facebook? There's a community bus service in Whitney looking for a driver. And I thought, oh, well, that sounds OK. You know, driving around a bus the size of my camper van around and meeting people again. So I went for it. I had an interview. I had a test driving the bus. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been driving around Carterton, getting used to the new route of the new community bus service that they're setting up there.
This sounds fantastic, actually. I mean, Denise and Hayley, you're listening to Mark's story right now. And Denise, I mean, I guess that's quite typical of other stories that you hear.
It is, it is. And it's really good once you know what you don't want more of, because then you can focus on what you do want. And it's just so good that he's, you know, you try something out and that's a bit too heavy and doesn't quite work for you. And then the community bus, what a nice job to do, meeting all those people. So glad he's happy with it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's lovely to hear you, Mark, you know, happy. And actually doing something really worthwhile, because I suppose that is something that you wanted to do. You wanted to make a difference, and that's precisely what you're doing.
I mean, that's what I liked about being at the BBC as well, especially with the things like the big tours and that sort of community stuff we did. I used to produce the events guide and the community notice board, and it was really a chance to make a difference and help people. And that's what attracted me to this job, because it's a not for profit organisation that run the buses around Whitney Town and also from Whitney to the Wychwoods. And this new service is something that's been campaigned for by people of Carterton for ages, because Carterton is expanding hugely, and people who haven't got their own transport can't get to the doctors or to the supermarkets or the shops in the centre of town when they're allowed to. And this bus goes round two circuits of the town and it picks people up. And I've been on the other buses as well. And they're not like ordinary buses. They're friends that get on the bus. People chat to each other. Can you imagine that? People talking to each other on public transport? And they're all friends, and the drivers know them all personally. They know where they want to get on and get off. There aren't any sort of many defined bus stops. And when I was going around, I thought, oh, yeah, I'd love a piece of this. So to be in a ground level of something new that starts a week today in Carterton is really exciting. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations. Hayley, are you talking to more people that actually want to go into an industry, a line of work that is going to make a difference, is going to be beneficial to, you know, a community, maybe to society?
Yeah. So first of all, I sat here with a massive smile on my face when Mark was sharing his story. I think it's such a lovely story about giving something back. One of the things that's coming up, particularly in a lot of my one-to-one interactions, so I work, similar to Denise, I work with people in their late 40s or in their 50s who are at that point where they're actually, do I want to carry on doing what I'm doing or do I want to do something different? And there's something about, I do a lot of work around tapping into what matters to them, what are their personal values. So, for example, when Mark was sharing his story, it was evident to me, you know, being part of a community, giving something back and making a difference is kind of that, what comes across is that's core to him. And so being able to do a role or move to a role that's congruent with that, we know that when we work in line with our personal values, we tend to be happier. Mm. And what's been interesting to me as I've got older, so I'm not too far off 50, I seem to kind of be picking up clients who are in that age range, who are in their late 40s through to their early 60s. And the conversations that I'm having are very different now. And as I say, it is more about what matters to me and how can I do something that aligns with what matters to me.
Yeah, well, it's been lovely to have you all on. It really has. And Mark, the community bus will be in safe hands, because I know that whenever we were on an outside broadcast and you were doing all the technical stuff, we were in very, very safe hands. We miss you, but it's lovely to hear from you. And like I say, congratulations on the role that you're about to fill. And thank you very much as well to occupational psychologist Hayley Lewis and Chief Inspiration Officer with amazing people, Denise Taylor. Thank you all very much indeed for joining us this morning. And have you recently found new work later in life? Maybe actually Mark's story, just listening to what Mark had to say. Perhaps his story kind of echoes something that's happened in your life. If you maybe changed job after taking redundancy, I'm always here for a chat. This is why I come into work, really, because I want to hear from you. I want to chat to you. 0808 109 100. So do get in touch. Let me know. You can also text 81333. Start your message with the word Oxford.